Welcome to my Stop Fighting With Your Son podcast. If this is your first time here, I recorded 4 episodes especially for you to help you eliminate the fights right away and start connecting with your boy as soon as possible. Go to episodes 54 through 59. I have 4 boys of my own and I know better than anyone how much you want to have a good relationship with your boy and all the things that can come in your way. If you are a mom of boys, I am the coach for you. Let's go. Hey guys, happy December 1st. It's almost Christmas. I'm so excited. We started the Christmas calendars this morning with the kids, and I even got some Christmas pajamas, and we started wearing them last night, which I know some families only wear them for Christmas, but why not? For us, we just decided we're going to start the Christmas season with Christmas pajamas. And I even got myself some matching pajamas with the kids, my first time ever. And so I'm excited. So I feel a little bit like a kid, excited about Christmas. Hope you're excited too. What is that ding? Sorry about that. So today I'm going to tell you about my morning routine because I know it's a pain point for a lot of moms at some point in their life, especially with little kids. One of my clients asked me this. She said, how do you survive a morning school drop-off with 4 kids? And I made a list of things, and I'm going to tell you exactly how I do that. My morning routine right now and how I did it a year ago when my kids were even smaller. And I'll tell you the number one thing that will make a difference for you is planning it out, thinking and making decisions ahead of time. So before the morning comes, you need to have a strategy session. Okay, you can have it on your own, you can have it with my help, with somebody else, with a friend, with anyone who is willing to help you strategize, because this is something that can be fine-tuned and planned and strategized and really refined to your liking, right? Just like anything else, we can mold it to what you want it to be. So it takes time. It takes time to think about it, to think, okay, what actually is the problem here? Is it the problem that they don't listen, or is it the problem that I don't have enough time, or is it the problem that they all need me at the same time, or is it the problem that I need to make lunches and breakfast and they need me at the same time? Like, what exactly is working? What's the problem area? Because some things for sure will be working for you, and some things you would say, no, this at that time doesn't work for me. So then you can shift things around. I call it logistics. So logistically, you can move things around. So there's a lot of things action-wise that you can do, but of course, it always starts with our thoughts about it, right? So if we, first of all, to solve the morning routine craziness so you don't strangle your kids, you need to imagine that you can get to a place that you have a great morning, okay? That starts with a thought. You're like, oh, other people have solved this, right? I can too. How have they done it? That starts with that thought always, right? And then you can imagine it, and then you can start thinking in a direction of, how did they do it? How can I create the same for me? I would like a peaceful morning. I would like the kids to do certain things. I would like to not yell at the kids. I would like to, you know, drop them off at school and feel like a good mom, right? So starts with that thought. Then you get to set time aside to really plan it out. Even if it's just 5 minutes, you set it aside and you write a bunch of things that don't work. And then you make a bunch of decisions to try out. First of all, you're going to make a decision to try it out, whatever it is that you want to change. And then you're going to evaluate. Did that work? Did it work for me to get up 10 minutes earlier and give myself those 10 minutes just for me before the kids wake up? Did that work? How did that affect my routine? Right? So those are like those are some of the decisions that you can make. So let me tell you how I have done it last year. My kids were a year younger, so they were, the twins were 4 and a half, and I had to get them all out the door and get myself ready for work. And the big boys were 7 and 9, okay, last year. So last year, my twins were little kids, I would say, 4 and a half, right? So I, the whole year, this is what I did. I would wake up, and this is given that my kids all woke up at 7 a.m., okay? You need to change it according to when your kids wake up, right? So then I'll tell you, my kids now wake up at 6 this year, so now I had to change everything again. But last year, I need to tell you, this is very important, is because they woke up at 7 a.m., I planned to get up at 6 a.m. I got up at 6 a.m. and I had my coffee, but I also realized this. I have made a decision. I decided to get ready for my morning shift. My morning shift of taking care of the kids, that means I need to get ready for work. That means I need to be dressed. I need to have my makeup on. I need to have a plan in place for breakfast, okay? For me, last year, I decided to have breakfast ready ahead of time. So either that meant the day before I make muffins or make the batter for pancakes or make some breakfast sausages or whatever, I needed to have that plan. Or I would do it between 6 and 7 a.m. I would make toast for all of them with peanut butter and jam or breakfast sandwiches, whatever I was making, that had to be done before 7 a.m. Okay, so what else? I had to have lunches made before 7. Basically, everything that I had to do for the day to get them ready had to be done by 7, so that at 7 a.m. when I wake up my big boys, and then I wake up my little guys, and the little guys, I decided that I would spend half an hour, 7 to 7:30, in helping them get dressed, helping them go to the bathroom, helping them wash their face and brush their teeth. Okay, I decided that I need to be ready for that and give them my full attention for that, because otherwise it was very stressful and chaotic if I tried to tell the little kids, hey, do all this yourself. And then, of course, they wouldn't do it. Of course, they would play around and not get, and then ask for my help, but I wouldn't be available if I'm making lunches or breakfast or getting dressed. If I'm not available and little kids need me, that did not work, okay? So this is, I think, one of the biggest things you have to make in your mind shift. If you have little kids, you need to just come to terms with that they will need your full undivided attention for way longer. I know it sucks. It sucks and it's terrible, and it's unreasonably long. Like, sometimes you think, how long can it take you to do this? And it's so long. But just wait it out. It's going to be a year or two, and they're going to be bigger, and it's going to take faster, okay? They're going to start doing things on their own. So for you, this is very temporary, okay? Just, like, whatever, bear it out. So plan to accept that they need your full attention and help for a certain amount of time. And then you need to decide I plan on being ready for that time for when they need me. And I plan on being available to them for this period of time. And then see if that works. Okay, plan. Okay, I'm going to get my kids dressed, help them dress in 20 minutes. And then if that's not enough, add another 10. Or if that's too much, say, okay, after 10 minutes, this works. I'm going to get them dressed. Now I have another 10 minutes. I can have my own breakfast, for example, right? And the other thing is, I want to give you full permission to dress your own little kids, okay? There's nothing wrong with dressing little kids until they're big enough so you can train them in 3 days. Nobody tells us that nothing's permanent. Like, we are afraid, oh, if I don't train him to get dressed by himself, he's never going to do it. He's going to rely on me, blah, 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 blah. Not true. You can always train him, adjust them to what you need when they're a little bit older, and it takes so much faster. right? This is what I realized having so many kids. Like, you don't have to rush to these things, the independency things. Sometimes if you wait half a year, the training time goes down to like a couple days. And how I know this, right? Because my twins now this year, they get up at 6 and they get dressed on their own. And the only thing I have to do is remind them to wash their face. And sometimes I see that one of them is kind of wiggly. I say, okay, did you go to the bathroom, right? Because they're so busy playing that they forget to go to the bathroom. So this is the only thing I have to do now. Wash your face, brush your teeth. And then if they don't eat breakfast, that's also another decision that I have made. I don't care if they eat breakfast. But if they don't, they don't whine to me that they're hungry, right? It's up to you. Breakfast there. If you want to eat it, eat it. If you don't want to eat it, don't eat it. I don't care. Leave me alone, right? Another thing with little kids, and the kids my age now are 5 and a half little ones, I find it so useful to have a little drawing table with markers set up. Either it could be Lego table or drawing table or whatever. It's at the kitchen counter and it keeps them busy. They love doing it. They love doing some crafts and it keeps them busy in the morning if I need to be doing something, right? If I need to make lunches or breakfast or help other kids, then other kids are kind of occupied and they have something to do. Super important, right? I think. Of course, with that comes another problem is when they don't want to stop playing, right? When they have to go to school. So for that, you need to have a conversation with them, right? As they keep growing, you just need to tell them, okay, if you want to have this craft table here, this is what's going to happen. You need to listen to me when I say you need to go get shoes on. This brings me to the point where we have to get them out the door and drop them off. The way I do it now is it's 7:50 a.m. I say to everyone, okay, guys, socks and boots. I have strategically put socks in the mudroom drawers right beside the boots because I don't know about you, but my kids always take their socks off. They don't like having socks on. So I find that it would be extra time for them to go back up to their rooms, find their socks and put them on. That's just that kind of breaks the flow because now when we're ready to get going, I say socks and boots. So they all go to the mudroom. They put on their socks and the boots, which is all in the same spot. And that's easy. And the jackets are there too, right? So that also made a big difference, right? Putting socks there. So I allow for 10 full minutes for everyone to get in the car. And it used to be 20 minutes when the kids were younger because I found that, right, that our expectation is that people do what you ask them to do and get going right away. And of course, that doesn't happen. And they need a lot of reminders. And so I just plan to be early in the car, be early at school. And sometimes we are early and sometimes it takes full 10 minutes for them to stop what they're doing and get in socks and shoes and in the car, right? And I still kind of raise my voice sometimes and I have to adjust myself to even the big boys because I think, oh, big boys already should know better, yet they're still kids. So I still have to remind myself, hey, they're still kids. They still need lots of reminders. So now I've covered, right, adding 10 to 20 extra minutes to get them in the car. Super important for your own sanity, right? Not for them. Just give them time to take their time. I know we tend to be super impatient, but it takes time. All right, let me see what else I wrote down. So a huge, huge thing, a phrase that really changed my mind about this whole morning thing is calling it the morning shift. Because for example, if you were not able to do this, right? If you were not able to take your kids and wake them up and take them to school, if you had some work to do, and let's say your husband couldn't do it, you would have to hire somebody, right? If you had to hire somebody, it would be their morning shift that they would have to do with your kids. So you would expect them to be ready for work, right? When you're paying them, you would expect them to be dressed, fresh, clean face, makeup if they need it. Even you would expect them to have had breakfast of their own because they're coming to work, right? Or coffee or whatever. you would expect them to be ready for their shift for work. Now, how would that be useful for you to think the same way for your morning? I'm not saying you need to treat it as work fully, but in a way, with little kids and even like bigger kids under 10, you still need to think of it as some sort of work shift, right? Sometimes at work you can have coffee, sure. So you can like get your kids ready and have your own coffee, right? But changing your mind from, oh, this, you know, this is my free time and I can get up and, you know, get ready, to, no, I'm going to get some work done and my work is to get the kids ready and make breakfast, you're going to approach it with a different attitude, right? It for us to call it the morning shift, it takes some level of acceptance that it is work, right? If we are not accepting that it is work, then we're going to be suffering when things don't go according to our plan, when kids are whining, when they're taking longer, because we're not prepared. We're not prepared for the work. And a big part of preparing for this work is mental preparation. Okay, so plan on kids whining. Okay, plan on that. That means plan extra time. Okay, plan not to have time to get dressed when they're whining. Plan not to be making lunches and breakfast when your kid's whining. Like, plan to have time to give attention to your kid. For example, if they're little, right, they need your attention in the morning. This is it, right? This is what you have to make peace with, is that time when they're up is no longer yours. Give yourself some extra time before they wake up. Or if they are awake super duper early, plan around that. Plan to give them, give them iPads or put on the show, right? You can make that decision. Say, okay, every morning I'm going to turn on a show for them to watch for 15 minutes so that I can have my coffee in peace, or so that I can have my shower in peace. I'm making that decision for me, and the technology is going to help me do that for now. It does not mean that I'm ruining my kid with letting them watch shows. It does not mean that I'm a terrible mom. It does not mean that I'm like zombieing out my kid. It doesn't mean anything long term, because if you start making it mean something like that, of course you're not going to do it. Instead, you're going to try to give your kid attention and get ready and yell at them, right? So sometimes it's okay to take that easy road and make that decision and have peace about it, right? Ahead of time. Okay, this is what I'm talking about. And then when the kids get a little bit older, you can tell them, play here for 10 minutes and I will then give you full attention once I am ready, right? These are all decisions that you can make ahead of time, and it does help to strategize with somebody else who can help you and ask you good questions, good quality questions. It could be a friend who is, you know, well-meaning, but with friends, it is, you have to always be careful, because their friend, unlike a coach, they're always have their own set of beliefs that they will, you know, well-meaningly impose on you, and that's fine. If they serve you, go ahead. A friend helped me when I was going through that strategizing a couple of years ago. But I would also recommend trying a coach, because a coach is able to set aside their own beliefs, their own ways that they have found works for them, and zoom out and be objective, like help you find a way that works for you without imposing any of their own beliefs onto your morning routine. So I'll be happy to do that for you if you need that. I would love to do that, because I know how great it feels to have it figured out, okay? So do that. So think of it as a morning shift. Plan it out by the minute. Okay, 6 a.m., I'm going to get up, have a coffee for 20 minutes. I'm going to sit there, have a coffee, relax, wake up. Then I'm going to get dressed for another 15 minutes and do makeup. Then I'm going to make toast for everyone with eggs. And then I'm going to wake everyone up at 7. And at 7 to 7:30, I am training little kids to get dressed and to go to the bathroom and wash their face and brush their teeth. That's a decision, right? At 7:30 to 7:50, they will eat the breakfast that's already ready. And then at 7:50, I tell them socks and boots. That means everyone knows to get going, get it on, and get in the car. And then I also plan a decision that I plan to keep reminding the kids. I plan to keep saying, okay, guys, socks and boots, because we live in Canada, and then where most of the time we wear winter boots. For some of you who live in US and are never wearing winter boots, you guys from warm places. So that is some of my advice, some of the things that I've done that have worked. Again, take time to plan it out. Take time to strategize. Take time to make decisions and then evaluate them. Did this work? Did it work for me to make lunches the night before? Great. It worked? Great. No, it didn't work. They were soggy. Great. Maybe I'll add 15 minutes extra in the morning to do that, to make the lunches. And I'll maybe go to bed early the night before for myself. So those are the things that have worked. Let me check my list again. So socks in the mudroom helps, or socks beside the boots. Adding extra time, always, always, always adding extra time to what you think you need. Think of it that way. You are not doing this for anyone else but you. This is all for you, so you can enjoy the morning better. I'm not saying you're going to like be super happy and enjoying the morning, but you're going to be satisfied that it is a well-oiled machine. You have worked everything out to the minute, according to the ages, appropriate to the ages of your kids. And as they grow, you can adjust it, right? Because now most of my work is just reminding kids. And because the little kids are still a little bit little, 5 and a half, I still have to have some time set aside to, you know, kiss their owies and snuggle them or help them with finding something and stuff like that. So I hope this is helpful to you. I strongly encourage you to take advantage of my first free session, and you can use that session on planning your mornings. Also, this exact same thing, strategizing, planning, and deciding ahead of time can be done, and I suggest you do it for your evening routine. The exact same thing, except in the end of the day, after you pick up the kids, or when the kids come home from school, or after dinner, especially if you have multiple kids. It really is an investment that pays off when you take time to plan it minute by minute. Like every 15 minutes, you know what will happen, right? We have dinner. I put away the food. Kids unload their lunch boxes at that time. After all that's done, I'm doing the homework with the big kids while the little kids watch a little show. After that's done, I take little kids for shower and big kids watch their show, and so on, right? So I have to have this well-oiled machine because of the necessity of with having four kids. I have had to figure it out sooner, but I imagine with two kids, when I had two kids, right? You can kind of swing it. You can kind of wing it. You can just try to get ready and give them attention, right? You can kind of do homework and shower one kid. You can do that. I do that sometimes. I say to the big kids, I say, okay, when the little guys are in the bath, you can come and do homework with me up here, right? You can kind of do that. But it is, when it's not planned out and strategized the way I suggested, it can be frustrating, right? Because you're always at the effect of who needs you next, right? You don't have like a specific plan. So I highly recommend you do that. I hope this helps you, and have a great week. I love you all. Bye.